This is a HeadGum Podcast. Today's episode of Lady Levin is brought to you by HelloFresh, a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you gorgeous people can just cook, eat, and enjoy. And I will tell you, I went to culinary school. I'm a classically trained French chef, and HelloFresh is my best friend. And let me tell you why, okay? It's simple and convenient. It doesn't make cooking a chore. All of these ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe, and you won't spend all night in the kitchen because the recipes only take around 30 minutes. You guys, HelloFresh is delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging, which to me is really important. I shop online a lot. I get a lot of things delivered, and it makes me so mad when stuff shows up in stuff that cannot be recycled. It really is one of my pet peeves. So thank you, HelloFresh, for making all of your packaging recyclable. Like, really, it's great. And you guys, when you get a HelloFresh box, it's so exciting. Cooking becomes something you actually want to do when you get home from work. And trust me, the food is delicious. And there's three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. So if you guys want to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, just go to HelloFresh.com/lovin30 and enter promo code lovin30. That's different than our normal promo codes, guys. So like I said, $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Just go to HelloFresh.com/lovin30 and enter promo code lovin30 to get that $30 off your first week.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lady Levin. I'm Jilly Hendricks, joined by the beautiful and talented Greta Teitelman, the gorgeous and heartwarming Lauren Bosworth.
Heartwarming, wow.
Hello.
Just giving you guys some adjectives this week to describe you.
Thank you.
Maybe love I should have. Is heartwarming a good adjective?
Well, yeah, actually, I think so. Okay. I've had so many friends reach out to me for advice this week, and I feel like I've been somebody that a lot of people have like leaned on for like emotional support and advice. And so, heartwarming is good.
Heartwarming. Just a good old, you know, next door, girl next door who knows how to bake kind of gal right here.
I actually am not much of a baker.
Baking's hard.
But, well, I don't think it's hard. I just don't really like it.
Oh, well, it's hard for me. It's hard for someone who's never used their oven before.
I love baking.
Do you keep things in your oven, Jill?
No, because I'd be afraid they'd blow up.
But you never turn it on.
No, I haven't. I've lived in my apartment for 2 years, never used my oven.
Whoa, but I can see Greta's boobs on FaceTime.
Wow.
Sorry, they were really out just
they
then.
Were.
My boobs were really out.
I like them. Can you keep them out?
I will just have this note. I did cook at my ex-boyfriend's house, though.
Yeah, you did. You did. Was that Shabbat or something?
I cooked Passover.
Oh, yeah. Jill cooked Passover.
Okay,
that
a lot
time.
Of it was takeout, reheated, but whatever.
You did great. That was great.
But I did, you know, I can use an oven. It's a choice.
Yeah, I understand.
All right.
Greta.
Hey, girls.
Hi, Gorge. You're in LA.
Greta, I feel like you have a lot on
your
mind.
We're in Brooklyn.
I can see it through the FaceTime.
A lot is going on in my brain today.
Let's hear it.
Spill the beans.
I just spill like the hot work goss. Stuff. Just it's all just work. It's all work related.
Work,
goss.
Work.
I'm in like this process with this animated show I wrote with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
That hopefully is going to become something. So now I'm just in the process of like making sure everything's in a good place. So I've been like rewriting the script and.
Yeah. Would you be a character on the animated show too?
Yeah.
So cute. I love that.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. I discovered recently that one of our friends, Lauren, was the voice of like a cartoon on a Nickelodeon show.
Really?
Like, I never so long knew that ago. Either.
What voice?
I will have to look it up because it escapes me right now, but I discovered that recently and I was like, what?
I went to summer camp with the kid who was the voice of Roly Poly Oly.
Really?
Roly,
yeah, he was also the voice of Franklin.
I love that.
I had a crush on him. His name was Cole. He was so cute when we were little. Shout out to you in Canada if you're listening to me here, or any of our Toronto listeners. You might know him. I had a huge crush on him as a kid. When I was like in the fourth grade, I loved him.
I've never had a friend that's been on a cartoon, so you'll be my first one, Greta.
Thank you, and hopefully it's my cartoon. Hopefully it is mine.
That would be rad.
Thinking about that. What else am I thinking about? You guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm like really happy being back in LA. I thought I was going to be really depressed because, you know, I love my East Coast life. But like today driving here, I was like really happy. I was like, I really like it here.
That's good.
Yeah, I was like, it's nice.
Well, I'm coming there.
Well, I like it when I'm productive. You know, I like it when I'm feeling like I'm working a lot and like I'm productive, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
I'm coming to LA tomorrow.
I feel like it can be a place where if you don't have a lot going on, you could just like loaf around all day. And you could just
You
could just do like one outing and then you just go crazy.
Because it's like not an engaging, it's not an engaging city like New York. Like you don't just like walk out of your door and you're not in all this energy. You need to like figure it out, you know?
I'm loving this term loaf. City of Loaf.
Loaf around.
Instead
loaf
of City around. Of Angels, it's the City of Loafing.
Well, I'm so glad that you are liking it more.
Yeah,
that
I'm liking it a lot more. Soul. Yeah, it's been good. I'm liking it a lot more. You know, I realized that I just need both coasts in my life.
That's fair. That's a fair assessment.
And I feel like, are you going to stay in New York, Lo?
Well, I'm coming back to LA for BeautyCon. And I'm going to be in LA for a couple weeks. It's my parents' birthdays, and I have a couple photo shoots and things like that for Love Wellness coming up for the August relaunch. And then for the relaunch, probably the first 3 weeks of August, I'm going to be back in New York because we have a bunch of like editor events and press things that we're doing. And then I'm coming back again. My brother's getting married, but I'm getting an apartment in New York in September.
To move back fully.
So I'm figuring out what I'm going to do with my house in LA, whether I'm going to sublet it or just, you know, pay the rent for a couple more months before the lease ends. I have yet to figure that piece of the puzzle out, but I'm definitely getting an apartment again here in September and going to spend probably 3 weeks out of the month here and then probably like a week in California and like go between Laguna and LA.
That's so nice.
I'm going to do the back and forth just like you, you know, like California has this hugely important place in my heart emotionally. My family's there. I have nice friends there. But now that I'm feeling better post breakup and I'm not so depressive anymore, being in the city has felt so wonderful. And I feel like myself again, finally. And so, you know, I've been here a lot over the past couple months and I think it has allowed me to see that I have to live my life for myself and not for anybody else. And so I want to be here. And so I'm just going to make that happen. And I'm so excited. Really good about it.
That's great.
And I'm like not doing it like for a guy. I feel like I've made so many decisions in the past couple of years for like a guy. And I'm finally getting to a place where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this for myself. And I know this is going to sound a little embarrassing, but I went to this tarot card reader in New York a couple weeks ago. Not intentionally.
Was it mine? Was it Danichi?
No, it was not Danichi. But I was at a salon like doing an event and they had a tarot card reader there and they were like, do you want to talk to the tarot card reader? And I was like, yeah. And so I asked him like, are my ex and I ever going to get back together? And he was like flat out, no. And it's crazy how much a stranger who reads tarot cards could have an impact on my mind. Cause I was like, oh, okay, it's really over. And then he also looked at my like, you know, like sun rising chart or whatever that's called. And he was like, one of your big struggles in your life is going to be realizing that you like have to live your life for yourself because you always want to be coupled, but you have to first be able to figure out like who you are like on your own and the way that you want to live your life on your own. And so I've been thinking about that a lot lately. And it has always been an issue that I've kind of struggled with in a relationship because I always do want to be in a relationship, but I've allowed it to like define who I am. And so I don't want to do that anymore. And so
no.
I feel like I'm like taking some big steps forward, like personally.
You know what, Lo? I really love that you did this because my biggest piece of advice is always go speak to a variety of different like healers or therapists or, you know, different people that help advise you in life or life coaches, mm-hmm. because you really learn something from every single person that you talk to. And sometimes like one of these people will say something and it just triggers something in your mind that yeah. helps you like come to a conclusion.
Totally. So the
which
tarot
is amazing. So, the I'm tarot really happy
card,
you did that.
The tarot card reader at this like press event cured me, you guys.
I mean, what a reason to go to a press event to like literally be cured of all your emotional anxiety.
My tarot card reader said some real shit to me that like that made me like, he's amazing. You got to see Dainichi. Anyone in the city,
go see Dainichi.
He works like Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, I think, at Namaste Bookshop on 14th Street and 5th Avenue. He's the fucking best. He wants to come on our podcast.
Oh, let's do it.
I've never been to a tarot card reader.
Gee, when are you in New York next? Can we go?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be there again in September for a while. So, wait, Lo, I'm going to be there, like, for your birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Cool.
But
let's do something. I actually was planning on doing absolutely nothing for my birthday this year.
That's what I'm doing is nothing for my birthday.
But if G's going to be in town, we'll do something.
Wait, Julie, your birthday is coming up.
It's in a month.
Are we going to Carbone?
No.
Why not?
You know, I don't really want to have a birthday party this year.
Maybe Jill's birthday party should just be Carbone every year.
That's, I mean, what a life.
That would be so
what a life.
Cool.
For those of you listening, Carbone is a delicious Italian restaurant in New York City.
Yeah.
That is
wait,
fancy.
But really quickly, my tarot card reader said to me that my heart and career were in like LA, but my soul is in New York.
Whoa.
He was like,
what are you supposed to do with that?
He's like, you spiritually get recharged by New York. New York is where your soul lives, but like, you also need to go to the West Coast to like fulfill these two other really important things. And I'm like, okay, Dainichi.
Okay, Dainichi, I hear you. That's cool. I feel like you're like living your truth, your tarot card truth right now. You know what
you
I
know,
mean?
I'm just trying to be positive. Like, I'm here and I just want to, like, it's come to the point where, like, I'm not leaving LA till, like, I get what I want from this place.
Get
you know
it,
what
girl.
I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
Like, boss I'm mode. Here. Like, I will not leave this place until I am, like, satisfied. You know
until
what I mean?
You can buy boats for all of us.
Until I can like buy myself a nice ass place in New York. You know
what? All I would like for you to buy me one day, Greta, is a cocktail.
I'll buy you a cocktail next week.
I don't need a lot, guys. I don't need a lot. I only need a cocktail. Okay. Before we get into emails, you guys, I wanted to also say thank you to all the listeners who sent me such nice emails about my breakup.
Oh, yeah.
Someone sent me such a nice email that I cried. So, you know, thanks for that.
That's really
fun. Also, thanks to all the listeners that wrote in to Jillie and I about keeping it real about being scared of getting old.
Yeah. We are scared of getting old.
Oh, right. And to wait, one more thing. A bunch of people wrote into us about coconut oil lube being like, actually, it's good, it's great, whatever. To everyone that feels that way, like, obviously, we're not doctors, so, like, I'm not here to judge you or tell you what to do. But thank you for the feedback. I just want to say thank you because we like getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, good feedback. I think the only thing I will continue to say is, the effects of coconut lube are unknown. So use coconut lube at your own risk.
Yes.
That's it.
Just like everything in life that's not FDA approved.
Should we take a little pause to hear from our sponsors and then come back with hot questions?
Sure. Yes.
Today's episode of Lady Lovin is brought to you by Lola, a modern approach to feminine care. And we had the founders of Lola on the Lady Lovin podcast, I think in like one of our first episodes ever. And we really loved having those girls on the show. And we really like Lola because their products are 100% natural and 100% easy to feel good about. They offer a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. And they started their company with with a simple and seemingly obvious idea, and that is that women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. And like, I agree, I'm the founder of a women's wellness brand also. So Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their products. No BS, no mystery fibers, 100% organic with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. So they offer these products based on a subscription. So you get to decide the assortment. You get to decide the products, tampons, pads, liners. You get to decide how often they show up, and you can decide how frequently they show up. So you can skip an order, you can cancel, you can modify your prescription at any time. And you guys, Lola prides themselves on no surprises or gimmicks. And I just want you guys to know that when it comes to these kinds of products, the FDA does not require that brands disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, so most of them don't. But Lola does, because they care about your body. And just like I said, they make your month a little bit easier. The subscription is fully customizable, so you can choose your mix of products, your perfect mix of absorbency, the number of boxes, and the frequency of the delivery. So if you guys want 40% off all of your subscriptions, you just go to mylola.com and enter promo code LOVIN40, LOVIN40, when you subscribe. Just like I said, for 40% off your subscription, get over to mylola.com and use that promo code LOVIN40. You guys, I'm so excited when Squarespace sponsors the show, because my website, thelowdown.com, is built on Squarespace, and I built it myself on Squarespace, and it took me like one day. How amazing is that? Anybody can build a website on Squarespace. You can create any kind of website. You can showcase your work. You can create a blog and publish content. You can sell products and services of all kinds. You can promote your business, and you can announce upcoming events or special products, like all kinds of stuff. You can do it on Squarespace. I love them because they have these amazingly beautiful templates, and it's just so easy to customize the look and feel of everything, the settings, the products. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. And this is Jill's favorite part, they have 24/7 award-winning customer support, which is so, so great. So I am actually in the process of redesigning the Lowdown myself right now on Squarespace, and I would highly suggest that you guys check it out. Check out my website, of course, but check out squarespace.com for your own amazing website. So if you want a free trial and to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain, just head to squarespace.com/lovin. Just like I said, head to squarespace.com/lovin for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you use that offer code LOVIN to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
And we're back.
Oh my great.
Gosh, cool.
What a great ad.
Jillie, who do you want to start reading first?
I'll go first, and then you go, and then Lo can go.
Okay.
Okay.
And I never read questions. Fun.
Oh, yeah, Lo never reads questions today? Lo, why is it that you never read questions?
Well, we pull them up. Lo doesn't pull them up.
No, it's because my phone is always being used for FaceTime. So I can't access my phone when we record.
What a line.
And because I just like it when you guys read the questions.
All right. I got one. Hi,
what
ladies.
What is it?
I was married for 7 years to a complete douche. He was a narcissist who emotionally abused me for years. Sadly, it took me catching him with his mistress to finally make me say, dump his ass. I was devastated for a while, and I never got any closure from him. This will be coming up on 2 years since we divorced, and things are going great in my life now. I've learned to trust again, found a man who makes me feel amazing. I still sometimes think of how my life has completely changed past, but I'm so grateful. And sometimes I still have some sadness about what had happened. Since my ex fled the country after our split, I haven't had to see him at all. I just found out we are both attending the same wedding in a few months. His parents, my ex-in-laws, will also be there. I'm going to the wedding with my new man, who all my friends love. I'm not sure what to do when I get there. Say hi or try to avoid them all or what. Basically, I don't want it to be awkward for my man since I know my ex will do his very best to be the loudest, most obnoxious person at the venue. I want my friends to enjoy their special day and not worry about our drama from the past. I'm already planning on laying off the booze to not get emotional, but any more suggestions on making this a smooth night? I'm already anxious about it.
I would totally take the high road. Say hi to his parents, be totally friendly. And by doing that, you let every single person there know that you have moved the fuck on and that your life is great.
I also feel like when you say hi, you don't have to be like, how are you? How's life? Where are you living? Like, you know what I mean? You can just say, hey, what's up? And then like, you know, great to see you. Like, have a good night. Like, you know what I mean? You don't need to make it some long drawn out conversation. But I think just like acknowledging the existence and then just being like, okay, like, bye. You know, I think that's.
Yeah, I agree. Just like go up and say hi first, like get it out of the way and just like say what's up and say hi to his parents. Like you did nothing wrong. You weren't in the wrong. He was a dick and wronged you. So like you shouldn't feel ashamed or have anything to worry about. He was a fucking asshole. So you should just say hi to him and then straight up not talk to him the rest of the night.
I sometimes have a thing where I don't like to, you know, I'm very particular about who I hug. I don't love to hug any ex-boyfriend of mine. Like I just don't. I'm like grossed out and I'm just not interested. Mm-hmm. So like I feel like if I was in the room with my ex, I just don't know if I would give them a hug, which is like my personal thing, but I would just like wave. But I'm just also like awkward like that.
I wouldn't hug his ass. He's a fucking dick.
Okay, so we're on the same page that she doesn't need to hug him. She can just say hi.
No, I would not hug him. I would just say hi. You're going to look really fucking hot. And you're going to just like get that sweet revenge with your hot new dude that you're in love with. And just be like, hi. And then that's it.
And also,
ignoring him is going to be worse. Ignoring him is going to be like weirder and worse. And it's not going to be good.
Congratulations to you for, you know, making this probably huge decision in your life and, you know, following your heart and doing what you think is best for you. I mean, that's really beautiful. So you should feel really, you know, proud of yourself and happy and strong because that's.
Is he bringing the mistress? That's what I want to know.
Who knows? But that's a good thing that she did that. A lot of people don't have the courage to do that or afraid. And it's, you know, you should feel like, wow, I got out of a situation that wasn't making me happy where someone was treating me poorly. And now I'm with someone that treats me great. And I think you should just focus on that.
On your strength.
Yeah. It's really going to be a good, I think it was probably going to be eye opening for you that like you've made the right decisions, like you're in a really positive place. And I think that sometimes even really terrible things happen for a reason. And obviously this is because you belonged with a partner who is more worthy of your love.
You know, you learn, you grow, you learn and grow.
You learn and grow. 100%. I love that. Cool.
Should I read my question?
Go for it.
Okay. So really quickly, we all agree that you should say hi first, look really hot, and then don't talk to him the rest of the night, and definitely don't hug him. Gross.
I agree.
Okay. Guys, this is a really intense question that I'm about to read, okay?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. I love your podcast, and I think you ladies are so admirable. I listen to it every week, and your advice and the way you live your life is something that I want for myself. My issue is that I drink too much and to the point that I want to numb myself as I don't want to feel anything anymore. I've been married for 7 years, and for the last 4, I have been having an affair with an older man only because he has an interest in me physically. He tells me it is obviously more than that, but I know I'm an okay-looking girl. But I do know I could date other guys without an issue, which is probably why I'm in this mess. I know how awful it is, and I think it's the reason why I drink as I do, because I don't like myself for doing this. My husband hasn't had sex with me for over 3 years and has never been a sexual person, while I'm the opposite, which is part of the reason why I went seeking for affection elsewhere. Am I a bad person? How do I end this toxic relationship with this other person, even though I feel like I could still be in love with him? I don't know what to do.
Oh my gosh. I feel like my gut reaction is you are trying to numb yourself because it seems like you're kind of in like a loveless marriage. And so you feel really guilty about what you're doing. But I think that like needing physical affection and certain kinds of love is just natural. It's part of the human condition and you're not getting it in the right way in your marriage. Not saying that that's like your husband's fault or whatever. It seems like it's just like the state of like where you're at in your life. And like, I think that more than anything, you want to press the reset button, but you're too afraid to do that. And so you're turning to substances to just coast along. And I think it's a moment like this that really requires, a lot of bravery and really like coming to terms with the fact that where you are, it doesn't matter how you got to this place, but you need to change your life dramatically to save yourself. And I think that, being really open and honest with your husband about like what you've been doing and why is going to be the first step. And that's like terrifying, but, having that conversation, you don't know which way it's going to go. And that's just like my initial reaction to what she said. What do you guys think?
You know, I think that so many people are so afraid to be alone. So they stay in situations where they're being treated poorly or they're treating someone poorly or, you know, they're just staying there for the reason of like, oh, I'm married, rather than the reason of why you get married, which is love and commitment and because you want to spend time together and all of that. I would never want to tell anyone that I think that they should separate or get divorced, because obviously that's a situation that you have to make on your own. But I think you have to just kind of like look at yourself in the mirror and be like, why am I in this relationship? Like, what is this? What is the point of this? Because, you know, I mean, I'm personally someone that thinks that there's not one person for everyone. I think that you can have, you know, fall in love multiple times throughout your life. I think you can have multiple different relationships. Like, you know, divorce to me doesn't scare me. Again, I haven't, you know, I'm not a child of divorce. I don't know what that's like. So that, there's also that. But I just think that, you know, you have to sort of look at yourself in the mirror and think why you're in this. Like, what is the point of this? If it's, you know, if you're drinking too much, if you're cheating on your husband, if you're unhappy, like, why are you in this marriage?
Yeah. I agree with the first thing that Lo said was like the first step in like figuring out the situation. You're going to need to have a conversation with your husband. And I think you need to be fully honest with him about what's going on. Also, the fact that you guys haven't had sex in like 3+ years leads me to wonder of a couple of things. Like, have you tried to have sex with your husband? Are you still, and he's shut you down? Like, are you still attracted to him? What's going on there? Because like, you know, just as she were to be someone in the relationship to go and seek affection elsewhere, like he probably is too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she said he's not a sexual person. Maybe they're not compatible sexually, and sex is a like huge part of a relationship. I mean, obviously,
right? But I'm saying I'm not talking about necessarily he's sleeping with someone else. But I think that usually when you're in a relationship where both parties in some ways feel isolated like that, you're looking elsewhere to find like some kind of emotional connection. You know what I mean? It sounds like there's a really big disconnect in their relationship. And like, my point in saying that is, I think that if she were to realize that like her husband is probably feeling pain too, that they could probably have this like really important, necessary conversation to both, to set them both free. Do you know what I mean? Open the doors for them to communicate about like if they are going to stay in their relationship, what needs to happen to make it work, and if they're not, like how are they going to start on like getting out of it? You know, I think that that conversation, I think that when anyone is doing something wrong for like an extended period of time, like an affair or just, you know, even like emotionally cheating on your husband or partner with somebody else, I think that like if you can get yourself, and it's the hardest, scariest thing in the world, but to have that conversation with them, I just think that it will change your life, like only for the better. It might cause you an insane amount of pain. It will cause you an insane amount of pain. But ultimately, like, I do think that only positive things will come from that.
Yeah. You know, when I think about pain in and of itself, the pain that this woman has been experiencing for years is honestly probably so much bigger than the pain she's going to feel from like having this uncomfortable conversation.
Oh, 100%.
The next steps. Like you're having this conversation to like free yourself from what you've been dealing with. And
100%.
I think that to Greta's point, she's really right. I think your husband is probably really hurting as much as you are, but in a different way. And I mean, it's obviously like, even if you, I think anybody that goes through the end of a relationship, even if you get divorced or whatever, you care so much for that person still, even if you're mad at them or they hurt you or whatever. And so, you know, if you have the ability to like change your situation for the better, like you have to do that for him also. And also you're cheating on him. Like that's fucked up. Like you have to make this right. It's kind of on you, I think.
Cheating is obviously no good, but like, I get it. Like, I get it. Her being in this, like, relationship where she's felt really alone and, like, sexually rejected and all of that. Like, I totally understand. Like, I mean, I get that. I get where that urge and that feeling comes from. I just think that, like, the conversation is going to be what will make you feel free of this burden.
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully the turning to substances is like a temporary fix.
Yeah.
Because if not, that's something that like you have to address it on its
separately
own.
Separately in its own way.
Yeah.
You know, my mom was in AA, or my mom was sober the last 7 years of her life. And a lot of that dealt. She was, you know, people turn to substances for a lot of things. But if you think that it's something that you really need help for, AA, like, saved my mom's life and changed my mom's life. And AA is available for you everywhere.
Yeah, totally. You know, it probably would be beneficial for her to go to meetings, like, starting now anyway. And I think that she could probably find some guidance on how to handle the situation she's in her relationship within those meetings.
Also, I love an Al-Anon meeting. Al-Anon is all about like people dealing with addicts and like being in relationships with them and codependency. Those have helped me tremendously on and off throughout my life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
We hope everything is okay, and we appreciate you writing in to us. Your situation sounds incredibly difficult.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I'm going to read a question.
Get it, Lo.
Cool.
Let's see how this goes. Okay. Maybe you should change the tone of your voice.
Okay. Our listener, the subject line is, my Jewish boyfriend's mother refuses to meet me because I'm not Jewish and it's been 2 years. So,
ding,
here
ding,
goes.
Ding.
Our listener met her current boyfriend 2 years ago. He's 26, she's 24. They've been dating ever since they met. The issue is that he's Jewish and she is not. They've had a bazillion conversations on the subject, and here's the skinny. He's amazing and she could see herself with him forever. She would convert to Judaism prior to them getting married. She would agree to raise her children Jewish. And now she says that all of those above points do not matter to his mother. She refuses to meet our beautiful listener and essentially has cut him off when he informed her that they were dating. She tells him she doesn't care, that she would like to convert, about the grandchildren, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, not blah, blah, blah. That's rude. The boyfriend sticks up for our listener to his mother, but fighting with her has definitely taken an emotional toll on him, and he has expressed surprise and sadness that she has responded this way. My parents aren't thrilled about the situation, but love my boyfriend and support me and my decisions no matter what. Is this ever going to work, or should I get out now?
Let me tell you a little bit of story, guys.
You go, girl.
I fell in love with an Orthodox man 2 years ago. And
yes,
he would not marry me ever. Like, we couldn't even get to the point of dating, really, because I had been with non-Jewish men. And I kept telling myself, I mean, this is quite different, but, you know, that we really loved each other and that it would work out. But obviously it didn't. And I think that when you're with, so this situation's like obviously different because you are with a guy who, you know, is okay with it, but his parents are not, where I was with a guy that wasn't okay with it, and as well as his parents were not. So religion is crazy in this way where, you know, if you're not someone that has these strong beliefs, like I personally am not someone that, you know, needs to marry Jewish. Like I would like to raise my kids Jewish, but as long as the person that I meet is open to that, that's great. But I don't necessarily need to be with someone that's Jewish. So it's very hard to understand how someone would, you know, reject you like before even knowing you, because it's such a like attack on your character and your soul and who you are. But there are people out there that do believe that, and it's not a small thing or a thing to be taken lightly. Like you're in a relationship with a guy who essentially is going to probably have to give up his relationship with his parents to be with you. And that is a huge ask and a huge, you know, even if he wants to do that for you, you know, that's a huge decision. And that's a huge thing. I know someone actually going through this right now whose parents he's not speaking to for the past 2 years because he's with a woman that they don't approve of because she isn't Jewish. And this situation happens a lot. So, you know, I think that, you know, with you, it's like you have to kind of look at yourself and say, all right, like, am I up for this challenge? Like this could be another few years and it could not work out. And this could be the reason. And that's definitely real. Like this isn't something, again, to take lightly. I think you really need to try to figure this out with him and see how he wants to handle it, because, you know, you don't, again, want to be with him for longer and then it still not work out because of this issue that you're having right now. These things are really difficult because if you don't, you know, obviously have this, my mom converted to Judaism, right? So my dad grew up Jewish and my dad's parents were like, you can't marry a Jewish person or you can't marry someone that isn't Jewish. And my mom converted, you know, and they were upset, but they were okay with it. And, you know, in the end, my grandfather said my mom was like the centerpiece that kept the family together, which is beautiful.
But, I love, you know, being a centerpiece.
That's something that where, you know,
I want to be a vase.
Obviously my dad's parents weren't thrilled, but they were like, oh, we're okay. I think that you're in a situation where if the mother won't even meet you, like that's an issue.
Abe's friend just married this girl who was not Jewish. He comes from a very religious home. And his parents basically did not support him in it at all. And it has, like, really been challenging with him and his family. But, like, you know, they got married. They went to City Hall and just had, like, a sweet little ceremony. And, like, he did it. And they're happily in love. But, you know, that's a big thing for him to sort of do that kind of against his family, you know, because and it's something that causes him a tremendous amount of pain, you know. It's a really painful thing to do, and
it's hard because a lot of people, like, I again, like I say this, I'm not someone where I wasn't raised to, you know, my parents are like, fall in love with whoever you want to fall in love with. Yeah. And a lot of people's parents don't think that way, and a lot of people don't think that way. And you have to obviously respect people's opinions and wishes about that. But it's very hard. And especially like you, I know what you're going through, because when that guy told me that he couldn't be with me because of, like, it's very much like because of who I am. Yeah, it's because of who I am. It's like, you won't be with me because of who I am and like how I've lived my life and how I've gotten to this place to become the person that I am. You know what I mean?
That's so painful.
Like the person that you are is someone, you know, that said that your parents are Catholic. You grew up Catholic. You had all these life experiences, and this led you to be the person you are and led this other person to fall in love with you for you. You know what I mean? And it's like when someone then is questioning that, they're questioning you, and then you start to question yourself. And it can really, like, that situation messed with me more than any situation with a guy in my life.
Yeah.
Is it preventing him from, like, wanting their relationship to grow?
She doesn't say. Yeah, she doesn't have a lot of details about that. I mean, it's again, like, he says he wants to be with her, but obviously it's taking a toll on him that his parents don't approve that. So I think that, you know, that he needs to figure out, is he okay to be with her even if he's going to lose his family?
So,
and that's
which
a
is a crazy
decision.
Position to be in, you know. They're still so young.
Can I present maybe like an unpopular opinion?
Yeah.
I kind of think that, like, I'm not siding with individuals who impose religious beliefs onto others that are unwilling or like don't believe the same thing. That's not what I'm saying. I think that maybe these parents who are not approving potentially have a bigger worldview than their young son does and feel strongly that you can make relationships work with more than one person. And I'm not talking about like their motivations, but I think maybe like the unpopular opinion is that like maybe this girl should just let this one go and like find somebody who like appreciates her and loves her. And like, she probably is going to give him an extraordinary gift by ending this relationship because he will be able to have, you know, a solid relationship with his family again, which is incredibly important. And I think that like if you create if you are facing a situation in your life that creates an issue with your family when like previously like you've had a really good relationship, I think that can fuck you up forever. And like I think that she should just walk away. That's my thought.
I kind of do too.
Even now it's like from having the experience that I had, it's like I would never get involved with someone. Like if that guy came up to me and was like, oh, like I'm, you know, really religious and my parents obviously wouldn't allow me to like be with you, but I still want to date, I would be like, no, sorry, no matter how much I like the guy.
Same.
Like as you get older, obviously these things arise more. Like someone comes up to you and they're like, you know, I want to like this is how I want to like live my life, or this is it. And you're like, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm going to like get hurt, any of that. Like by someone I was talking to was like, you know, you have to love with your brain, not just your heart, which is like a very interesting statement.
Yeah.
Because it's, love's you know, love is a lot, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would also probably end this relationship. The mom shit, it's too complicated. Also, she's 24. Like, set yourself free. You can find someone that exactly is going to love you exactly for who you are. You're going to find someone whose mom loves you, who wants you to be around, who wants you to come to all of their holidays. Like, I don't know. I think that also asking someone to, like, break ties with their family or not even asking them, having that be the like ultimate turn is such an intense thing. It's like,
well, he has to decide that. Like, she can't decide that.
I know, but I'm saying, you know, that's a really intense position to be in. Like, if I were in her shoes, I don't know how I would feel knowing that like he has to choose between me and his family. That's like so intense and crazy for me, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. I think that, you know, that's, you can't really ask him that. That's something he has to come to on his own. And then you guys have to be okay with that, knowing that you're not having the support of like, you know, 50% of your family.
But yeah. I'm kind of siding with like Lo here in that, like, I just think that you both would be happier in the long run with other people. Yeah. I think that like this, like his mother maybe never will be approving, you know? And imagine if you have a whole life with this man, and that is always something that is going to be a really sensitive, sore spot. Like, she may never come around. She may fully cut him out of her life, you know what I mean? And I just think that these things, like, I do believe there are multiple people for everyone, you know? And it's like, yeah.
The main thing, too, is, like, the one thing that I don't want you to do is question yourself and who you are and, like, you know, I know you are from your beautiful email. It was very grammatically correct. You're very smart, beautiful, nice girl. It's like, don't ever make anyone feel make you feel less than you are. And like, that's just the one thing that I hope that you don't, because I really went down that like, oh, I wish I wasn't me. Like, why did I,
oh,
like,
yeah,
you know
feeling,
what I mean?
Feeling and I just, like you are not good enough just in being yourself is the worst feeling in the world. That is
so
like
just don't
not
ever
how
feel
you should
that
feel
way.
In any relationship. And like, you're at no fault for being raised the way that you were raised, just as he is at no fault for being raised the way he was raised. Like, we are not in control of these things. But like, what you are in control of is like knowing yourself and knowing what situations are going to be beneficial for you in the long run.
Yeah. And the reality is when you marry somebody, you marry their family. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You can't get around it. You know, it's like you have to take on the opinions and feelings of lots of people. And like if it is like a huge point of contention, like that's a big problem. you know? It's not just your lover. Like, it's just not. It sounds like a really difficult, like, emotional gut-wrenching situation. And I think that no matter what happens, it's going to be difficult. But I think, like, I would encourage you to probably close the door on this one, as sad as that is.
All right, my ladies, we've reached the end of our episode.
Okay.
Who's your lady loving this week, Greta?
My lady loving is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Ooh, I love that.
Yes, we love her. She is a Democrat running for Congress. New York, baby. She is incredible. She's 28 years old.
And she's, like, really sexy.
Yeah, she's incredible.
She's smart.
And yeah, I mean, if she defeats her Republican opponent in November, she will be the youngest woman ever elected to Congress.
She posted a picture of the shoes that she wore campaigning, and they had holes in them.
Yeah, I thought that
was like a very, it was very cool to, because obviously, you know, we read how hard she works, but to see it is a different thing. So I really enjoyed that she did that because I thought it was pretty inspiring.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, so that's who I'm shouting out.
All right. I love that.
Hope everyone has a great week. Stay hydrated.
Yeah, wear sunscreen.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.